Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
I don't know if anybody else has been watching The House of David. If you haven't, it is a series on King David. David, his life all the way from a shepherd boy, and it's on Amazon Prime. And now, the way to watch it is not with your Bible. The way not to watch it is not with your Bible, judging every little thing they leave out or put in. You're not going to enjoy it. And you're going to have to let that drop, okay? But other than that, they do get some things right. And the overall picture is, it's reaching a lot of people, and it's great acting. But there was one scene that I want to particularly talk about that made me and Candy jump out of our seats. And, of course, the David and Goliath, and it's a great scene. And but they added in a part where Goliath throws a spear, and the spear hits David. And I mean, Candy and I are up. TV's right here. Our little religious toes started twinkling. That didn't happen. And so David's down. Almost looks like he's dead. And Goliath laughs. And so it's about a 7 or 8 series part, and this was the final part. This is what I've been, waiting. And not only that, it's our 25th anniversary at C4C coming up this year, and they're having David at the Sight and Sound. And so David is our theme. The mighty men are our theme. And so it's like God is, saying something. It's like, this is not coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence anymore. And so Candy and I are yelling in unison, get up! Get up! And so, before I get, I don't know really how to go from, the Holy Spirit knows. I'll get there eventually to the scene because I want to show it to you. But I don't think that part's in there, but that's not. But it reminded me of a time when Candy and I were not real soccer people. If you are a soccer person, that's fine, okay? And you do your thing. But when I was growing up, at the time I was coaching baseball, soccer was just coming over. And it wasn't a real big deal. And it was taking our kids from Little League Baseball. So you can see where my perspective would be from it. So we immediately started saying it was a communist sport. Get up! All right, now. So, and it's a great sport, okay? But Candy and I were going to give it a try a few years ago. We were going to watch a World Cup. We don't know much about soccer. And all of a sudden, something happened in the soccer game. And which they have a term, and it's called flopping. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's called flopping. That means you are faking an injury. You're faking something to try to get a yellow card or a penalty or a technical foul. You may see it in basketball. And soccer invented flopping. And to where now, with all the high-definition TVs, they slow it down, and they're not even getting hit. Ah! Ah! And we all just watched it. We all just watched it. He didn't get hit. Ah! So, of course, Candy and I are yelling. I said, of course, Candy and I are yelling. It reminded me because we yelled at our TV. And then it got into NBA and LeBron James. It wasn't the thing when I was coaching. If my players ever flopped, I would go, you can flop right over here. We don't need a penalty that bad if we have to have that to win. We're not faking anything. You get up and don't flop. I mean, that would not make me happy. I don't like it. And here yet I feel like there's a lot of flopping going on. And they're wanting God to do something. Hand out a yellow card to the devil. The devil's on the sofa with Cheetos. Oh, yeah, I'll take it. And all of heaven and God is yelling. You know, all through the Bible, it tells us to get up. And all through the Bible, there are stories of men and women getting up. And it wasn't God getting them up. They got up. We have to learn to get up. Don't lay down expecting God to get you up. He's not going to do it. You have a will involved. You have a choice to make. And he's done everything he's going to do. You just got to get up. Candy's been preaching for a while now. The Lord's been showing her about fighting the good fight of faith. That's getting up. And so, coming back home, Lord, what do you want for this Sunday? And he started reminding me of the exact spots of where people got up. And he said, I have placed your feet in places where people got up. Part of your ministry is to help people get up. I took you out of your body and showed you a vision to get people up from that goal line. And I remember when Candy and I were in South Carolina, we went to Charleston for a vacation. I highly recommend it. It's a wonderful place with lots of history, Charleston, South Carolina. But there was a special place that we wanted to go that we had done some study on because it was a certain church that was there, and it had it's a beautiful church with a big white steeple, and it was so tall, and a bell up there, and a light, I think, maybe. But both it was used both in the Revolutionary and the Civil War, and it's in lots of journals. So we go, and we're all ready, and we can't wait, and we get there, and it's closed. So I'm looking in the windows, you know. Candace is like, don't. I got to, and I'm tippy-toeing. Because I had heard that George Washington prayed in there before the Revolutionary War. No, I mean, this is journaled out. He prayed in there. The father of our country, we're talking about, he prayed in there what to do, prayed to God about what to do with all of this pressure of the Revolutionary War. General Lee prayed in there. A bunch of generals would go in there and pray, and they knew the exact, they had boxes. The church had, like, what were they called? Just boxes, and they had pews in the boxes or chairs in the boxes, and each kind of, the boxes were numbered. And the families would kind of own those or whatever. So anyway, they knew exactly it was box 42 or something like that. So I walk around and there's this lady and she's doing something. I said, she goes, well, we're closed. And I said, ah. And anyway, the Lord allowed her to give us a private tour. So she opens the door and we go in. We're just amazed, right? And she goes, I go, do you know? And she goes, yeah, we know exactly where they sat. And she started to begin to say everything that you see it was here during that time. So we're in there we're setting where George sat exactly. And in the spot. And General Lee, and you can think of the pressures that he was going through during the Civil War and all of his life and the things that... And I think about both men and in their lives how many times they had to get up. A lot of people don't realize about George Washington how many failures before he became who he became. I mean, there was a lot of failures. And so we're sitting there and Candy and I began to pray. And as we prayed, I just felt led to look up, and I looked up and I saw a sign. And the sign said, Talitha Kumi. And then it said underneath it, it said, get up. And so I said to the lady, I said, would that sign have been here when they were here? And she said, yeah, for sure. And she goes, but it's also actually over here, and it's here, and it's here, and it's here. And it was all over that church. Now, we understand by the studying from Hebrew, arise, right? But it all, and get yourself to a higher level, but it also means to get up. And so I'm sitting in there praying in the exact spot. And God reminded me of different things. And then I saw the David and Goliath and you know, was reminded that I preached there and some were here. She, you know, Nikki filmed it and she showed it to me. And as a matter of fact, we have a video of that. Can I play that for you? So the Lord said, I had you there and I had you there and I had you here. And I started thinking about all the places. I was where Christopher Columbus prayed in Ireland at a church. It's the world's oldest church. Sat where they believe he sat and prayed to God before he went to America. Exact spots of getting up. I stood where Paul told King Agrippa, I consider myself happy. And they're about to execute him. I mean, and I stood where George Whitefield on the same balcony where he preached to Americans the Great Awakening. All of these different places. And I was thinking about what would George have prayed? What would he have seen? And all of a sudden as I looked up, I could just see that he may have seen. Did God show him that? Did his eyes land on that? Is that what God told him to get up? I don't know. But I know many times, including David, that he had to get up. Don't you remember Ziklag? And if he doesn't get up, he dies, right?
The Marblehead men were all in when the Continental Army faced annihilation after the loss of the Battle of Brooklyn. The fate of the Revolution rested upon the Marblehead soldiers. As believers, we are called to rise with the same dedication and loyalty to the plan of God. It's time to get all in. To hear more on this dynamic series by Pastor Chip Brehm, order your copy today by calling 1-800-972-3447. For over four decades, Dr. Billy Brehm has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku. Join Dr. Billy Brehm and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrehm.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brehm's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.